Good morning. Welcome to Pantai Baptist Church Easter service. We thank God we are able to gather in different homes this morning and continue to celebrate Easter together. I'd like us to listen to a passage of scripture before I go on further. This is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to 19. A little bit long, this passage of scripture. Paul actually tried to answer some questions in this problematic church. This church have many problems. They have a division. They have a problem with gifts. And now they are problem with the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Paul in this chapter tried to answer some of these questions with the argument of Jesus Christ did rise from the dead. Let me now remind you, dear brothers and sisters, of the good news I preached to you before. You welcome it then, and you still stand firm in it. It is this good news that saves you if you continue to believe the message that I told you, unless, of course, you believe something that was never true in the first place. I pass on to you what was most important, and that had also been passed on to me. Christ died for our sins, just as the scriptures say. He was buried and he was raised from the dead on the third day. Just as the scriptures say, he was seen by Peter and then by the 12. After that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he was seen by James and later by all the apostles. Last of all, as though I had been born at the wrong time, I also saw him, for I am the least of the apostles. In fact, I am not even worthy to be called an apostle after the way I persecuted God's church. But whatever I am now, it is because God poured out his special favor on me. And not without results, for I have worked harder than any of the other apostles. Yet it was not I, but God, who was working through me by his grace. So it makes no difference whether I preach or they preach, for we all preach the same message. You have already believed. Verse 12. But tell me this, since we preach that Christ rose from the dead, why some of you are saying there will be no resurrection of the dead? For if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, then all our preaching is useless, and your faith is useless. And we apostles would be lying about God, for we have said that God raised Christ from the grave. But that can't be true if there is no resurrection of the dead. And if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then your faith is useless. And you are still guilty of your sins. In the same case that all who have died believing in Christ are lost. And if our hope in Christ is only for this life, we are more to be pitied than anyone in the world. This is the word of God. Let us pray. Our Father, we want to come and praise you and thank you that you have come from heaven and you have loved us so much. You sent your Son to die for our sin. Lord, today not only you died, but you rose from the dead. And we celebrate the living God, Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we pray that this morning as we celebrate Easter, we ask, oh Lord, that you will come and speak to us and minister to each one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. In our living memory, mankind has never faced such pandemic that impacted the entire world. The coronavirus brought untold pain, suffering and misery and death to tens of thousands of people all over the world. the number is still escalating day by day. The lockdown in many countries have caused economic collapse. People by the millions are losing their jobs, and many economies is about to collapse. Fear of uncertainty grips both young and old, and death stares at our face daily. As we celebrate Easter, we ask ourselves, is there any hope in the face of the pandemic in such magnitude? Yesterday is Easter. As we gather together to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the resurrection brings hope to mankind today and also for eternity. The resurrection of Christ from the dead changes the gloom of pain, suffering, and death into the bright sunshine of abundant life today and hope for tomorrow. I'd like to start this morning with looking, first of all, did Jesus really die? A lot of people question whether he died or is it soon. And the second question is that if he really died, did he raise from the dead? And then I look at the impact of the resurrection of Jesus Christ in our lives today. Because of the resurrection, we don't have to live in fear of guilt and shame anymore. The Bible tells us, secondly, we no longer fear death and suffering. Thirdly, the scripture also says we are given the power of the Holy Spirit to live life to the fullest. And we are certain when we finish our days on earth, He will take us to heaven. According to eyewitnesses, a man named Jesus Christ demonstrated his power over death. They tell us that after he died on the cross, 3 days later, he rose again. And then he was seen by his followers at one time as many as 500 in a single occasion. Then he was seen by many followers over the period of 40 days. Then he went back to heaven. Well, that's what the scripture tells us. If Jesus didn't raise from the dead, then the foundation of Christian faith would forever be destroyed. Former atheist and skeptic by the name of Josh McDowell spent more than 700 hours researching the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He has this to say, "I have come to the conclusion that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is either one of the most heartless hooks ever fostered upon the minds of men, or it is the most fantastic fact of history." Did Jesus die? In actual fact, the Bible tells us Jesus predicted his own death. And the Old Testament is a scripture we read earlier that the scriptures talk about the death of Jesus. 700 years before Christ, the prophet by the name of Isaiah has written about the future Messiah, and he would suffer and die on our sins, but later restore to life. And echoing the prophecy in Isaiah 53, Jesus claimed that he was the Messiah who would be betrayed, arrested, condemned, and killed. But then, 3 days later, he will come back to life. Everything Jesus taught and claimed depended on his resurrection from the dead. If Jesus couldn't raise as he promised, his message of forgiveness and hope for eternity and for life eternal would be meaningless. Jesus was putting these words to the ultimate test of truth. Bible scholar Wilbur Smith explained, when he said he would raise again from the dead, the third day after he was crucified. He was saying something that only a fool would dare to say. If he explained the devotion, if he expected the devotion of any disciples, unless he was sure he was going to rise. Exactly as Jesus predicted, eyewitnesses reported he was betrayed by one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot. And then in a mock trial under the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, he was condemned and then crucified on a wooden cross. Jesus suffered on the cross for approximately 6 hours. Then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Jesus cried out, "It is finished," and died. Suddenly the sky went dark and an earthquake shook the land. Pilate wanted to verify the death of Jesus before one of his friends, Joseph Arimathea, took his body and buried him in the tomb. Jesus' disciples were so utterly devastated by his death on the cross that they fled for their lives, fearing they too would be captured and killed. What actually happened that changed the followers of Jesus later on, who started a movement that has made such profound impact on the world? There was at least 5 possible explanations. First, Jesus didn't really die on the cross. What they call the swoon theory, he just merely fainted, you know, and they hid his body. Or Jesus' body was stolen by his disciples. Or the disciples were just hallucinating. And the account of Jesus is just a legendary story. Or if not, the last possible explanation, Jesus' death and resurrection really did happen. Having eliminated men's argument against Jesus' resurrection due to their inconsistency with their facts, we must ask, did Jesus really die and rose again? Instead of looking at the evidence against Jesus' resurrection, we have strong evidence that Jesus actually rose from the dead, and several facts stood out very clearly. First of all, the first eyewitnesses of Jesus' resurrection, interestingly, was not a man, but a lady. I wonder why the conspirators would make women central to the plot. In the first century, women had very little rights, or virtually no rights, personhood or status. If the resurrection of Jesus is a conspiracy, the conspirators would have portrayed men and not women as the first to see Jesus alive. And yet we read that women touched him, spoke with him, and they were the first to find the empty tomb. The scripture also said not just this woman alone, but there are multitude of eyewitnesses, or multiple eyewitnesses. The disciples claimed they saw Jesus on more than one occasion. In fact, to be exact, recorded 10 occasions. They say he was stolen away by the hands of his disciples. But I have to remind you, when Jesus was put inside the tomb was sealed and watched 24 hours a day. And they say that, well, the disciples hallucinated. But 500 as many, and 10 different times. Well, I don't think the hallucination theory works. In Caesarea, Peter told the crowd why he and the other disciples were so convinced that Jesus was alive. This is what the scripture recorded. It said, "We apostles are witnesses of all he did throughout Israel and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by crucifying him. But God raised him to life 3 days later. We were those who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. The early sightings of Jesus is being recorded in the scripture. Let me very quickly just run through some of these. First, the woman at the tomb, and then Mary Magdalene, the two men on the way to Emmaus, Peter in Jerusalem, 10 disciples of Jesus, then the 11 disciples of Jesus, the 7 disciples fishing in Galilee, and then you have the 11 disciples in Galilee again, and then the 500 persons recorded in 1 Corinthians 15:6. And then lastly, James, the brother of the Lord. But all these wonderful eyewitnesses recorded within the Bible. But after the resurrection of Jesus, something extraordinary must have happened, because the followers of Jesus ceased mourning. They ceased hiding, and they began fearlessly proclaiming that they have seen Jesus alive. These 12 former cowards were suddenly become bold and powerful. Suddenly they are willing to suffer humiliation, torture, and death. All but one of Jesus' disciples was slain as martyrs. If they had taken the body, would they have sacrificed so much for the lie? Something happened that changed everything for these men and women. The only explanation for their boldness is the fact Jesus had risen from the dead. He conquered death. The resurrection must really happen, had happened. Frank Morrison, an English journalist and ardent skeptic, acknowledged this. Whoever comes to this problem, the resurrection, has sooner or later to confront a fact that cannot be explained away. The fact that is a profound conviction came to the little group of people, a change that attests to the fact that Jesus had risen from the dead. Another prominent writer, professor by the name of J.N.D. Anderson, the author of The Evidence for the Resurrection, concurs with this writer. Think of the psychological absurdity of picturing a little band of defeated cowards cowering in an upper room one day, and a few days later transform into a company that no persecution could silence, and then attempting to attribute the dramatic change to nothing more convincing than a miserable fabrication. That simply would make no sense. Another prominent scholar by the name of Oxford professor and former skeptic C.S. Lewis, who had once doubted even the very existence of Jesus Christ, was also persuaded by the evidence of Jesus' resurrection. He writes this: "There is something perfectly new in the history of the universe had happened. Christ had defeated death. The door which had always been locked had for the very first time been forced open." But I believe there is even more. The resurrection of Jesus Christ actually impacted humanity in many, many ways. Let me quickly just list some of them. One of these is that your birthday today. Yeah, this is the time is actually marked by his birth, B.C. and A.D., before Christ and the year after our Lord. That's where how we get our date, our birthday today that we commonly use today. Many books have been written about Jesus. In fact, no books written about Jesus more than Jesus haven't written a book, but there are more books in the world written about him than any other person. There are more songs written by him He has never written a song.
We thank God that
beside this, you see, there are hundreds of great universities were established to preach the gospel. The spreading of his teaching include Harvard, Yale, Princeton, to name a few, and even Oxford in England. Jesus' teaching had impacted the world in such a way that people, he said, all people are created equal, and laid a bedrock for human rights and democracy in more than 100 countries. The high value Jesus placed on each person, regardless of sex or race, led to followers to promote the right of women as well as the abolition of slavery. Humanitarian efforts such as Red Cross, World Vision, Samaritan Purse, or many more are started by the followers of Jesus Christ. Now, these are more general and maybe very distant. I think more important this morning, we need to ask ourselves, how does the resurrection of Jesus Christ impact your life, my life today? I think there are at least four ways that Christ has impacted at least my life. The first thing is that we don't have to live in fear or live with fear of guilt and shame anymore because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Secondly, we no longer fear suffering and death. And then thirdly, because of his resurrection, we are given the power of the Holy Spirit to live life to the fullest. And lastly, it has impacted my life. I know for sure, when I finish my time on earth, I will go to heaven. Yeah, let's just take very quickly to run through this four impact for my life, and it can impact your life too this morning. We don't have to live with fear or guilt and shame anymore. I think the Bible tells us all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And all of us, actually, we open our closet, we have the skeleton inside there. And the scripture says, and Jesus Christ, our Lord, was shown to be the Son of God when God powerfully raised him from the dead by means of the Holy Spirit. Jesus actually offers us the gift of forgiveness. The death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Jesus Christ. Jesus conquered sin and death on the cross. Then he rose again, demonstrating his power over darkness. Love provided a way for us to be forgiven once and for all. He has loosened the chains. He broke the locks. He opened the way for us to walk in the forgiveness that he so graciously offered. He wiped the slate clean and he paid the debt we owe. He now gives us the choice to come to him and ask for forgiveness and freedom from sin that he alone can offer. Many still choose to turn away and walk through this life, doing the things their own way. But God gives us the freedom to choose to walk daily in the power, in the powerful forgiveness and freedom that comes, that Jesus provides. Jesus offered us also the gift of salvation. The scripture said, if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The message of the cross is that Jesus paid the penalty for the death and he chose to die on the cross on our behalf. He took your place, he took my place, so that we could be saved. He was the ultimate sacrifice because he never sinned, not once. He was the only one who could make the way possible for mankind to be rescued. Jesus invites us to come to him today. He can forgive our sins and remove the guilt and shame from us. He has the power and the authority to say to you, your sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more. The resurrection of Jesus Christ forgives us. gives me forgiveness. He removes my guilt and my shame, and I don't have to live in guilt and shame anymore. Secondly, because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we no longer have to fear suffering and death. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 talks about the scripture, meaning Old Testament scripture. I'd like to read to you from Isaiah 53, the prediction or the prophecy of Isaiah. Just 53, just read a few verses from verse 4 to 6. Yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrow that weighed him down. And we thought his trouble was a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sin. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so that we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's path to follow our own. Yet the Lord lay on him the sins of us all. Do you know who nailed Jesus on the cross of Calvary? There's only two answers to it. The first answer may shock you. God sent Jesus to the cross. This was God's plans of salvation. He went to the cross voluntarily to fulfill God's plan for salvation for the whole world. Secondly, the answer is you and I actually sent Jesus to the cross. Because of our sin, Jesus died on our behalf. He became our Paschal lamb or our sacrificial lamb. He died that we might have life and have it more abundantly. 1 Corinthians 15, 55 to 57, it says that, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks to God, who gives us the victory to our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, we don't have to live with sin and shame. We no longer have to fear suffering and death. That's how the resurrection has impacted me. And it can impact your life too today. Thirdly, we are given the power of the Holy Spirit to live life to the fullest. If we recap very quickly back again on the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the scriptures say Jesus died. 3 days later, he rose again. 40 days later, he ascended into heaven. And then 10 days later, at the day of Pentecost, he went back to heaven. The Holy Spirit came upon, 10 days later, the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples. The frightened disciples become bold to share to the world about the living Savior. The same Holy Spirit lives in us today. Jesus said, I live, but I will send the Holy Spirit, the comforter, to each of you. As many of us have received Jesus Christ into our heart and into our life, the Spirit of God lives in us. The same Spirit that strengthened disciples, early disciples, is the same Spirit that is available to us. And scripture said the resurrection means that we can have the power of Christ dwelling within us today. And with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Acts 4, verse 33. The fact that Jesus rose from the grave reveals his miraculous and mighty power. It shows that Christ is victorious over all. It offers us as believers the promises that God is with us and he is for us. His word is full of reminders that nothing we face in this life is greater than his power. He gives us the confidence we need to hold on to, so that when we feel weak, we will aware that he indeed is strong. He helps us in our weaknesses. He works miracles in our lives. even when we can't fully see what He is doing. And we can be assured more than ever. He is fighting on our behalf still today. Jesus knew we would need help when He left the world. So He gave us the Holy Spirit to live within us. And that's the power that we have as He works within us. The same power the apostles had as they shared the truth. The same mighty power that Jesus had to heal the sick and drove out the demons. The same power is offered to us today. We just have to choose to walk in it and recognize that it is not about us, but it's about Him. Resurrection also gives us the ability to live free. It's the truth. If you know the truth will set you free. And Jesus also said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he died, yet he lives. Jesus himself is the only one who can give us new life. No one else holds or has ever held that power. He redeems our past and restores our brokenness. He gives us great strength and peace. He gives us hope and a future through Christ's victory over death as believers in Him. We are unchained from the hold of darkness, no longer under the grip of the enemy. Though we will still face battles and struggles in this life, and many days we will find Satan will continue to attack us. But we know where our true power is found in Jesus Christ. Jesus provides all that we need to live free in this life. He is our rescuer. He is our Savior. He is the Word. He is the way maker. He is the chain breaker. He is the truth. He is the bread of life. He offers us living water. He is the resurrection and the life. Resurrection also means hope for us. Because of Jesus conquered death. Paul writing to the Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18 to 21. This is what he said. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called his holy people who are his rich and glorious inheritance. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe in him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now he is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. Now, because of his power over the grave is living hope. The hope that Christ offers us is constant, active, and it will last forever. It's never dependent on us, on our own abilities. It's only be found in Him. It would be in a world of darkness, we often feel that we are up against the wall. Or we constantly battling with fears, worries that seeks to overwhelm us. But it's easy sometimes to lose sight of our hope. Maybe we try to put our hope in other temporal things or even in the people that meant most to us. But people leaves us and let us down at times. Money is here today and gone tomorrow. Material possession will fade away. The only true promise of lasting hope in this life can be found in Jesus Christ. He is stronger than all the things that we can lose here in the world, in this world. He defeated the powers that seek to pull us from Him. He is the author of hope and the giver of peace in times when we experience troubles and struggles. If you have found your hope has run dry through the difficult seasons you are facing, ask Him for His help and refreshment in your life. His hope never runs in short supply, and He promises to provide all that we need to live strong and free. The coronavirus changes everything. Life will no more be the same again. The things we used to cling to are no more dependable. Overnight, we can lose them all. His promises, hope, and freedom in Jesus Christ is still available today. The resurrection impacts us not only that we don't need to live in guilt and fear, we don't have to fear of death or suffering, but there's also life beyond death. We live in the power of the Holy Spirit, and we are certain that we will go to heaven. It offers the promise of eternal life with Him forever in heaven. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through His resurrection. To the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you." The world is not all there is. There's more still in store. Many of us would agree with the truth. Yet it's easy to walk through life's problem and stress without an eternal focus. We can get so caught up in here and now that we forget to lift our eyes daily and to look and focus on God. Jesus reminds us that in His resurrection, there is a place for every believer in heaven with Him. He's saving us a place, and it will never fade away. It's an inheritance that will last forever. This very truth should give us renewed focus to see those who need to hear His message of hope, and to remember that there is great blessing and reward still ahead of us. In this world, we will endure troubles, disappointments, and pain. But we can take joy in this. Jesus is going to come back again. I think that's our Christian hope. Not only we go to heaven, while we are waiting, we are looking forward that one day Jesus will come and He will take us home if we live long enough. Or we have gone before Jesus returned, we will be caught up with Him in the midair. For since we believe Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring Him those who have fallen asleep. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14. As Christian, we know the truth. Death will not have the final sting. It's not the end of our story. God reminds us that because of Christ's victory through His death and resurrection, there is new life now and forever. His word promises that Jesus will come again. Though no one knows the day or the hour, we believe His word are true. And all believers will be caught up with Him in the sky. Those who have already died and those who are still alive. We will all have a new and resurrected bodies in heaven, according to the scripture, as we live united with Christ, never suffering and pain or grief again. We can trust His word. In 2 Corinthians 5:8, it says, that tells us that to be absent from this body, to be present in the Lord. We know from Luke 23, verse 43, said that Jesus even promised the thief on the cross that he would be with him that very day in paradise. These reminders assure us that when we die, our spirit will live on in the presence of Christ, our King, and He will come again, as the Scriptures say. We thank God that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is not just a story, but is a real man who is God Himself, died and rose again, and now in heaven. And His Spirit continues to lead and guide us until we meet Him again. The resurrection of Jesus Christ impacted my life greatly, and it changed my lifestyle. It changed my priorities, and it gives me hope not only today, but forevermore. What better time than today? If you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Jesus is a real person. He came and He died on the cross. He rose again, and all for you, because God loves you and He wants you to respond to His love by coming to Him, by accepting Him as your Lord and Savior. The Bible says, if we confess our sins that Jesus rose from the dead and receive Him into our hearts, we can be children of God. As many as we receive Him or accept Him, God give us the authority to be His children. As we celebrate Easter, may the resurrected Christ impact your life today. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, that You make all things new. Thank You for the victory and power in Your name. Thank You that You have told us the key over death, that by Your might Jesus raised from the grave, paving the way for us to have a new life with You. Thank You that You had a plan, and You have a wonderful plan for each of our life. We praise You for your great strength, Your power, Your lavish love. We praise You that You are conqueror, victor, redeemer, and friend. We praise that You are the deliverer, the everlasting Father, and the all great and awesome God. Lord, we thank You for the resurrection that we just shared with. Lord, we thank You that because Jesus Christ rose again, when we put our trust in You, we will be able to be free, our sins be forgiven, we can be free from guilt and shame. We thank You, Lord, that because of Jesus' resurrection, we don't have to fear death. Because of resurrection, Lord, we thank You for the Holy Spirit that comes after You left, that can come and stay in our life and transform our ways until we see You. Oh Lord, we thank You that because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we can live with certainty that one day we finish our journey on earth, we will be with You in heaven. Lord, we continue to pray in these difficult times that we are going through. We pray that the resurrected power of Jesus Christ will hold us firm and give us strength and see us through. In Jesus' name we pray. Before we finish the service, may we receive the benediction from the Lord. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good, that you may do His will, working in us which is pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.